join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. Mary and I are happy to have you aboard with us today. And it's time for Destination Spotlight number 78 in our popular series of the show, a place located in America's first state that was ratified to the Union 234 years ago in 1787. Before we head south to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
The team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away. And to make that happen, right now they're offering listeners of this show a buy more, save more special. For example, spend $150, save $25, spend $200 and save $40, spend $350 and you're going to save $85. You get the point. It keeps on going. Plus, you're going to get free shipping.
Mary and I are on the move with their Platinum Elite collection, which we like a lot. It also now includes a number of hard side options, too. Rudy travels with the Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra lightweight styling. The facts are, folks, whatever is right for you, since they have a number of product lines, go to travelpro.com for the special that Mary just mentioned, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Next up is Ben Gray, who's holding on that show hotline. He's with the Rehoboth Dewey Chamber, and he's ready to go.
Hello, Ben. Nice to have you here with us for our Destination Spotlight on Rehoboth Beach.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. So, listen, you know, when you think of some of the great beaches along the eastern seaboard, obviously you've got Cape Cod, the Jersey shoreline, Ocean City, Virginia Beach. I mean, there's the beaches of North Carolina. I could go on and on. I'm sure you'll agree with me that, you know, Delaware, I think, is often overlooked. We've had some great beach experiences in the Rehoboth area and surrounding areas, frankly, as well. I know you're involved with both the chamber and managing hotels in the area, Ben, so I want to know, what is it that you really love about the Rehoboth Beach area and that you think makes it worthy of our listeners' travel dollars as compared to some of those other places I just mentioned?
Absolutely. So Rehoboth Beach is well known as the nation's summer capital for a reason. And normally when I've been in this industry for a long time, and I've actually born and raised in Delaware. And typically when I travel other places and I meet new people, I tell them that I'm from Delaware, and they say, oh, great, what state is that in? And I have to explain myself that Delaware does have this renowned atmosphere around it. And one of the great things about it is the world-renowned beaches that we now represent. And we are known as the nation's summer capital. That notoriety has only increased since President Biden's election. But we are a very nice, family-friendly boutique shopping area that can attract anyone from couples looking to spend a romantic getaway to a full family of five looking to vacation for the weekend.
Yeah, we agree on all points there. It's certainly, it's great for everyone, couples, retirees, and very family friendly. So, Ben, here we are on Saturday, July 17th. Really curious to know how your summer season is going so far, and have all or most of your pandemic protocols at least been somewhat relaxed?
They have. That's an excellent question, one that we get on a regular basis. So mask wearing for the state of Delaware is no longer required. The state of emergency was just lifted this week. And essentially, we've seen a floodgate opening since the spring of 2021. We've now booked the best April, May, June, and believe it or not, 2 weeks into July on record here at the Belmore Inn and Spa, which is where I regularly manage on a daily basis. We've seen unprecedented occupancy and unprecedented areas of expertise as it relates to the businesses here. They are truly impressed with the way that this area has certainly recovered. And as a drive to resort destination, it's something that we're very proud of.
Yeah, well, good for you. So interesting to hear those numbers. That's booking numbers on record, not over 2020.
Absolutely. This is purely speaking for my property and our 20-year history. This is the best year that we've ever had.
That's great.
Terrific.
Yeah. May that continue right on through Columbus.
Absolutely. Day. Amen. So, Ben, as you mentioned, the shopping, there are a lot of quaint stores and boutiques in the area. Of course, you've got many shopping outlets as well. And I just want to delve in a little bit more in case anyone listening around the country doesn't know about Delaware. It is tax-free. Do you think that that's part of the draw that helps also bring in a lot of visitors?
I do. And, you know, generally we welcome anywhere from 9 million visitors to the Delaware beaches, specifically 4 million to the Rehoboth Beach area. And tax-free shopping is a huge draw to that. We also have a variety of area attractions, a mile-long boardwalk that's nationally recognized for its individual unique shops, plus Funland is an excellent place to go with the kids because
it's
a nice amusement park. That's all within walking distance of several of our area accommodations, mine included. But it is something that draws our guests to this area and has been for several hundred years.
Well, so let me ask you, you know, I believe the boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach goes back to, I think it's nearly 150 years or so. And I know it's changed, the storms have altered it, but clearly beach and boardwalk, it's big there. There's also a nice state park. I can't recall the name of it right now. It's just to the north we've been to. But really what I want to know, you know, is the beach bandstand still offering all those free summer concerts?
It is, absolutely. It's one of the pinnacles of Rehoboth Beach. And the park that you're referring to is Cape Henlopen State Park that also draws a lot of people to our area. But the bandstand is a great amenity that we offer to a lot of our guests that come to visit. It's also within walking distance, of course, right in downtown Rehoboth Beach. They have a full slot of brand new performers coming to the area for this particular summer season.
Yeah, and I remember Mary with our kids. We had such that fun park.
I remember Funland,
Funland is right. So listen, last question from us, Ben. It's the one we like to ask everybody when we do the destination spot. I want you to share something surprising or an interesting fact about Rehoboth Beach that you think our listeners around the country, it's going to entice them and encourage them to come visit. What is that? You've got about 30 seconds.
Sure, absolutely. So our nickname is the Nation's Summer Capital. We actually had a railroad line that ran directly from D.C. to Rehoboth. The last train was actually running through here in 1922. My property used to be known as the Dinner Bell Inn back in the 1930s, and what I want our listeners to know is that there's a lot of rich history here. You said that it dates back 150 years. This is an area that is incredibly resilient, and it's an area that is incredibly family-friendly and continues to be so, pandemic or not. We will continue to remain the nation's summer capital for that reason.
And folks, by the way, that's because a lot of people from the D.C. area used to head there. I mean, that's how you got that title. But, Ben, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Folks, you can find out more at beachfun.com. Very easy, beachfun.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you both very much.
Ben, thank you. Take care.
All right, Mary, beachfun.com.
Well,
great website.
Well, that does describe Rehoboth.
It does, folks. 78 destination spotlights are now complete. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's going to be it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, we'll all be back with Hour 2. And don't forget, you can also catch us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com, including the live stream.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.